The Book of Zephaniah, Chapter 1. The word of Yahweh which came to Zephaniah the son of Cushi, the son of Jedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah the son of Ammon, king of Judah. I will completely consume all things from off the face of the ground, says Yahweh. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the face of the ground, says Yahweh. And I will stretch out my hand on Judah, and on all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the name of the Chemarim with the priests, and those who worship the host of heaven on the housetops, and those who worship, that swear to Yahweh and swear by Milcom, and those who have turned back from following Yahweh, and those who have not sought Yahweh, nor inquired after him. Hold your peace at the presence of the sovereign Yahweh, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. For Yahweh has prepared a sacrifice, he has consecrated his guests, and it will come to pass in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's sons and all such as are clothed with foreign apparel. And in that day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, that fill their master's house with violence and deceit. And in that day, says Yahweh, there will be the noise of a cry from the fish gate, and a wailing from the second quarter, and a great crashing from the hills. Wail, you inhabitants of Maktesh, for all the people of Canaan are undone. All those who were laden with silver are cut off. And it will come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps. And I will punish the men who are settled on their lees, who say in their heart, Yahweh will not do good, neither will he do evil. And their wealth will become a spoil, and their houses a desolation. Yes, they will build houses, but will not inhabit them, and they will plant vineyards, but will not drink their wine. The great day of Yahweh is near. It is near and hurries greatly. Even the voice of the day of Yahweh, the mighty man, cries there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm, against the fortified cities and against the high battlements. And I will bring distress on man, that they will walk like blind men, because they have sinned against Yahweh. And their blood will be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to deliver them in the day of Yahweh's wrath, but the whole land will be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he will make an end, yes, a terrible end of all those who dwell in the land.